Gold 104.3, Bridge and Limo Show. Morning, it's Joe. Friday morning, 10 past 6 and today 17 degrees. Cool way to finish up the week, maybe just a shower or two. A bit warmer over the weekend, 21 tomorrow, 23 for Sunday, 14 now.
Bridgie, you know I love members of our Australian Defence Force. I get very excited, past and present, which is why I'm super excited to have in the studio with us ex-Special Forces Commando Tim Thomas. Good morning.
Morning, Limo. Bridget.
Hello, Tim.
Good morning.
Now, Tim, you are here as part for Mates for Mates, which is an organisation that does exactly what?
Mates for Mates is a holistic family recovery centre for any current or ex-serving, wounded, injured or ill member of our Defence Force.
Right. It serves a very important role, doesn't it? Because, I mean, you served in Afghanistan and East Timor as a commando, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right. 2009 and 2006.
Right.
Yeah, and how's the recovery been for you individually since you got out?
Well, what often happens is when a Defence Force member leaves the Defence Force, they think, well, I've got to work and throw myself into the civilian workforce. Now, that's good, but it often acts as a distraction away from any physical or psychological problems they may have. And then there comes a point where they fatigue, they wonder why other people are getting ahead and they can't. And this is where you need to have the conversation about, okay, where are you at, mate? How's your body going? How's your head going? Because in the Defence Force, you've got guys around you all the time encouraging you, you're connected to them, you've got a lot of energy there. But then when you're outside of it, you haven't got those checks and balances. So quite often, the pain gets to a certain level and then you feel ashamed because you're breaking down and then you start disconnecting yourself. And when you start feeling like you're alone, that's a pain that I don't know many people can bear.
Yes. Mm. And do you think, what percent of people do you think would suffer from that? I mean, can anyone come home and just slot back into normal life?
Well, officially, of the 35,000 personnel that went on Operation Slipper, they say 30% of those have a form of PTSD.
Hmm.
Yeah. Wow, that's a lot of people. Because we hear about, when people talk about Operation Slipper, you know, we lost 41 Australians in Operation Slipper, and they say 256 wounded, but they're 256 physically wounded, and you just can't get your head around the numbers, can you, really, for the psychologically damaged?
Well, there's the visible wounds, and then there's the invisible wounds. Mm. And, you know, bless the discipline, but the Defence Force gives you the ability to keep going when you shouldn't, the ability to not ask for help, not accept help, because if you accept help, that means you're weak, and if you're weak, you let the team down, and you'll die before you let the team down.
Do you find that's the biggest barrier when you're trying to talk to ex-ADF members now who are dealing with PTSD to get them to actually admit that they're not coping?
What they firstly need is a safe space. Yeah. Because, I mean, it happens inside the Defence Force just like it happens on the civilian world, where you've let your true self out and then someone's used it against you. You know, that's a bad experience that you don't want to repeat. So generally, we've been taught to sort of keep all that stuff locked down. Yeah. Okay? So more than anything else, and this is what Mates for Mates does, is give people a safe space where they can actually crack that shell and feel safe about doing it.
It's just so vital. I mean, you can't help but think of all the troops years ago that never got any help at all.
No.
You know, coming back from World War One, World War Two.
Yeah.
But I love the sound of this tour of duty, which is a fun run for the family, of course, to get behind Mates for Mates. Tell us about it.
Okay, the fun run is on the 12th of April, 8 a.m. It's around the Tan Track, just starting just opposite the shrine. Now, it's a family fun day. Now, if one member of the family wants to go and the other one wants to meet him at the finishing line, that's fine. There's lots of activities like face painting, music. In fact, the Royal Air Force Big Army Big Band will be there.
Excellent.
Which will be lots of fun. And look, the Tour of Duty Fun Run aims to enrich the community's understanding of PTSD while showing appreciation to the first responders and their contribution to our safety in everyday life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
well,
that's great.
We love the work that every member of the ADF does and has done in the past, including yourself, Tim, and this is a really important what you've got going here at Mates for Mates and working with Beyond Blue. So get involved. We'll put details up on our Facebook page and website so you can get involved. But in the we'll get it up there so you can.
Yeah, it's a few weeks' time, Limo. It's on a Sunday. It's the 12th of April. So there's plenty of time, definitely. And we should thank Tim for coming in, Limo.
Beautiful. Thank you very much, Tim. Appreciate it.
Good stuff. Details online later on at gold1043.com.au. You should really get behind it. 14 past 6.